Is it wrong for Christians to lift weights? No. But according to this guy, it is because of the fact that gymnasium comes from the Greek word hymnos, which means to train naked. But this is nothing other than holier-than-thou rhetoric from a false prophet who can't seem to understand that a bunch of naked Greeks of the ancient world has no influence over my gains because, well, I train with clothes on. 1 Timothy 4 verse 8 says, "But bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things," simply emphasizing the fact that godliness should be at the highest level of priority. People seem to forget that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost, that we are mind, body, and spirit, and what we do with our mind and our body has a significant impact on our spiritual life. I find that when I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, I perform better at my job, have more energy to spend with my children, more mental ingenuity, and I even optimize the preparation of my sermons and deliver them at peak levels for my people. God created our bodies to produce testosterone when it's being exerted. And the truth of the matter is that the pulpits of America need more testosterone behind it, not less. Sounds to me like Gary needs to